Brian Lehrer and WNYC coming up on tomorrow's show. We begin a February series on parenting around the world. And Friday, Wael Ghanim, the Google executive who helped launch the revolution in Egypt, with a Facebook post. Now, two organizations dedicated to women's health are parting ways. The Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation announced yesterday it would no longer fund cancer screenings and services provided by Planned Parenthood and its affiliates. Planned Parenthood has been a hot-button issue for anti-abortion advocates, and the Komen Foundation had reportedly been under pressure to cut the funding. I'm joined now by Rebecca Traister, contributor to the New York Times Magazine and Salon.com, and the author of Big Girls Don't Cry, The Election That Changed Everything for American Women. Rebecca, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Brian. You make it sound so civilized when you say they're parting ways, as if this was some mutually agreed upon decision, when in fact I think it's a lot uglier than that.
Well, certainly social media is entirely blowing up over this. How would you characterize it?
Well, I think it came as a surprise on one level. To be specific, what they've done, the Susan G. Komen Foundation has announced that it's going to stop giving grants to Planned Parenthood, grants that were used to fund breast exams for low-income women, mostly. And they're using the reason that they're giving for doing this is because of a new rule about how they're not going to give money to organizations under congressional investigation. And this is a real sort of tricky loophole excuse for this. It is technically true that Planned Parenthood is under investigation. It was an investigation launched last year by Cliff Stearns in the House of Representatives, and it was this sort of nuisance investigation. It's a, sort of grandstanding theatricality of we're investigating Planned Parenthood. As anybody who follows the Republican House knows, they've been attacking Planned Parenthood ever since John Boehner and the Republicans took over.
So in a political world, anybody might be under political investigation. This is
absolutely
not criminal investigation.
At all times, Planned Parenthood by the Republican House. So that's actually, it's a technicality, but it's really kind of a fake excuse for making the choice that they did.
So what would the Komen Foundation have stood to lose if they didn't do this? Were big backers of breast cancer research threatening to withdraw their donations if they didn't distance themselves from an organization that provides abortions?
Well, they certainly were under pressure from anti-abortion activists to cut off these grants. By the way, the grants that they give total somewhere around $500,000. And they certainly were under pressure from anti-abortion activists. Though in the grand total of what are they going to lose, I think we now open up a whole new question. People are so angry on the pro-choice side of things. And in fact, the majority of the country is pro-choice in one way or another. And I think they may find, though who knows, that their donor profile may intersect with, advocates for women's health. Many of them tend to be pro-choice and interested in comprehensive women's health. They may find that they lose funds after having made this choice. So I don't know what their financial interest was on balance. I don't know how they made that choice. I do know that the organization itself has something of a right-wing history, and this year they have hired as the Vice President of Public Policy Karen Handel, a former gubernatorial candidate in 2010 in Georgia, and she was a right-wing Tea Partier who actually was endorsed by Sarah Palin, who made her pro-life stance and anti-Planned Parenthood stance a very big part of her gubernatorial campaign in Georgia in 2010. So that's their new vice president for public policy. So you tell me whether this was a mass decision in terms of caving to anti-abortion supporters or whether it was an ideological one.
Listeners, let's hear from you, especially if you're a current supporter of both the Komen Foundation and Planned Parenthood. What will you do now? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Do you take part in the race for the cure or look for the pink ribbons during Breast Cancer Awareness Month? A lot of that is Komen Foundation. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Do you support this decision by the Komen Foundation because Planned Parenthood has become such a political hot button? that it might hurt breast cancer research funding, or do you feel differently? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And by the way, Rebecca, the Planned Parenthood Federation, I see, has already gotten a $250,000 grant in response to this from one group. And I don't know if that's a drop in the bucket compared to what they got from Komen or how the economics of this are going to balance out in the long run.
No, it's certainly not. That is already about half of what they got from Komen. And that's what I mean when I say that I don't see – I'm not sure how this can be a financial calculation by the Komen Foundation, because I think they are at risk, certainly, and you don't want to make too many predictions about how social action and response is going to play out, but I think they are certainly putting themselves at risk of losing a lot of support. In fact, one of the things that I've noticed on social media is that this decision has actually unleashed a lot of pent-up anger at the Komen Foundation, not just over this decision, which has people sort of exploding with anger, but over their history, over the pinkification. People have written about this, including Barbara Ehrenreich, about the sort of breast cancer culture, the pink stand mixers and pink vacuums and pink chicken and pink chin straps on football players. And that a lot of that is the Komen Foundation. And it's been one of those things that's been difficult to really talk about people's frustration with breast cancer culture, because, of course, almost all of us surely want to be supportive of funding the kind of research and care that's going to help people suffering from cancer, women and men suffering from breast cancer. And so it's hard to be critical of organizations like Komen that raise so much money. But interestingly, I think that this is not only unleashing anger about this particular decision, but about a lot of Komen's history and what it's done to conversations and culture surrounding breast cancer.
We're talking about the Komen Foundation for the Cure. That's assuming Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation, which works against breast cancer, withdrawing funding for cancer screenings and services provided by Planned Parenthood and its affiliates, with Rebecca Traister, contributor to the New York Times Magazine and Salon.com, and author of Big Girls Don't Cry, The Election That Changed Everything for American Women. Our lines, not surprisingly, are completely full. And Alicia in Queens, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. I always listen to you every morning while I'm at work.
Thank you very much. I won't tell your boss.
Thank you. Hopefully she's not listening. I just want to say my mom is a breast cancer survivor, and she has been very active in raising money and doing walks with Susan G. Komen. And this really disturbs me, because I think it's just an assault on women's rights and advocacy for women, especially in low-income areas. So after today, I'm going to call her, and we're going to try and see how we can move our family resources, fundraising tactics into other organizations, because I think they should stay out of that arena and continue to provide a service, even if it is to Planned Parenthood, because it's helping women. And that's what I wanted to say.
Alicia, thank you very much. Call us again. And I still won't tell your boss. Zoya in Inwood, you're on WNYC. Hello, Zoya.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay, thank you.
I'm part of a group of moms in Inwood who have been running the Komen race for the last 4 years in memory of a friend of ours and neighbor who passed away from breast cancer, and we are really upset by this decision, and we decided this morning, we've been on online and sending emails since last night, and we're not going to do the Komen race anymore. We've raised thousands of dollars every year, and we're either going to do a Planned Parenthood walk or do some event on our own and maybe donate the money to Planned Parenthood, but we're extremely upset by this decision by Komen.
Thank you very much. Marcia in South Orange, you're on WNYC. Hello, Marcia.
Good morning, Brian. I'm calling because I'm in treatment right now for breast cancer. It was discovered in the fall through routine mammograms, so I'm a big supporter of those. I'm scheduled to finish chemotherapy late in the spring, just in time for the local Komen walk. And I had planned to walk, and quite a few of my support team, my friends, had offered to walk as well, sort of, with my name on their T-shirts. Last night, hearing about this, the message I sent to all of them was, don't bother. Send your money to Planned Parenthood instead if you really want to honor me. I did the same last night. I changed my mind and sent the money elsewhere.
Marcia, thank you very much, and I'm
thank
sure
you.
This is very emotional for you. under the personal circumstances?
Well, it's a little frustrating because I will say that, you know, earlier in my life, I relied heavily on Planned Parenthood. I'm sorry that Komen cannot provide the same to people who need it at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. Sylvia in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello, Sylvia. With a different point of view than the last three, right?
Yeah, very different. I really think I'm glad they're not supporting Planned Parenthood because I think it's a contradiction. There's a lot of science coming out that there's a link between breast cancer and abortion, and it's not being spoken of because of all the political, you know, things surrounding it. And I also feel that lady you have speaking is not being truthful because Planned Parenthood is under criminal investigation for late abortion. So it's not true that it's just something made up. So I think people need to be aware, especially the link between abortion and breast cancer.
Thank you. Rebecca, are you familiar with that science and whether it is science?
I sure am. That is something that reports on that science are things that have been thrown around for a long time by anti-abortion activists. There is no scientific link, absolutely no scientific link between abortion and breast cancer. And as to her comment about the investigation, actually the investigation is about how Planned Parenthood uses its federal funds. And one of the reasons that the investigation is really more theatrical than real is because after the Hyde Amendment, organizations that receive federal funds may not use a penny of federal funds to pay for abortion services. And so as an organization that does receive federal funds, Planned Parenthood must account penny by penny every year in audits to the federal government about how they spend every dime. So they are, in a sense, they are reporting. They are under so much scrutiny simply as an organization that receives federal funds. The investigation launched by Cliff Stearns is an absolute showpiece investigation designed to sort of tar the name of Planned Parenthood and confuse people and make them think that they're being investigated for things that they aren't, which seems to be the impression that the last caller had. And the thing I want to emphasize that a couple of the other callers touched on, the money that Komen has just withdrawn is money that was used for mammograms, for breast screening for women who rely on Planned Parenthood for health services, which often means low-income women who don't have many other health options. What this, as every other attack on Planned Parenthood, including the one launched by Cliff Stearns, does, it is not actually about abortion. It is about preventing women who don't have other health options from taking advantage of the health services, including contraceptive care, including STD care, including cervical cancer screenings, and in this case, breast cancer screenings.
We're almost out of time, but people
are widening the divide.
Critics will say any money that you give to Planned Parenthood is fungible. So if it's going technically for breast cancer screenings, that's still total money in their pot, which means more available abortions. Disagree?
But it is watched so... No, because there are different categories. Hyde prevents any money that is coming from the federal government going for abortion.
The Hyde Amendment.
The Hyde Amendment, yes, I'm sorry. The money is not fungible. It's not one big pot that they draw out of. They have to report regularly, multi times a year probably, it is publicly available, looking at all the accounts of Planned Parenthood. It is possible to see where pretty much every penny goes. That's what they have to do because they receive federal funds.
So I called it a part.
And the money from breast exams does not go for abortion.
I called it a parting of the ways at the beginning of the segment. We'll call it an angry divorce at the end of the segment between two women's health services organizations, Planned Parenthood and the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. As you can hear, a lot of very heartfelt reaction to Komen no longer providing money for breast cancer screening and other services at Planned Parenthood. We thank Rebecca Traister, contributor to the New York Times Magazine and Salon.com, and the author of Big Girls Don't Cry, The Election That Changed Everything for American Women. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, why the Occupy movement might go from protesting banks to trying to shut them down. Stay with us.